This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, and a warranty you cannot believe. That is Tactical Holsters. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Oh, let's see. About 2 weeks ago, this coming Friday, I went to this restaurant, and there I learned that somebody who I thought had a whole lot of polish and, you know, worldliness and everything else, I found out how to bring him down on his mobile phone with a mere text message. Joining me again from Arbalest Quarrel are Stephen DeAndrilli and Roger Katz. Hi, guys.
Hi, Bill.
I know how to get to you now, Stephen. I just bombard you with text messages, and you're just like, that'll just drive you crazy, won't it?
No, I check my text messages every month.
right there on the cutting edge of technology, aren't you?
That's why I have Roger.
Yeah, okay. All right, what are we talking about today, guys?
What do you want to talk about, Steve? Why don't we talk about the right of the people to keep and bear arms? All right?
Sure.
Let's start with this. The right of the people to keep and bear arms exists intrinsically, quintessentially, in man. Since it exists in man, the right emanates from natural law. It's not a creature of statute, nor of the Constitution. Thus, the right, from the standpoint of natural law, is absolute. Now, these are my words. Conflict arises as man-made law impinges on rights. The philosophical question is whether there should be any limitation. As a practical matter, this point is moot. And as the Supreme Court has ruled many times, no right, even a fundamental right, is absolute. This is a part of practical necessity. And there are conflicts. And these go to whether impinging a right leads to actual infringement of a right. The problem is that blocks are placed on fundamental rights that should not be placed. And this is where we get to the cases. I want to point out that a reader wrote to the Arbalest Quarrel a couple of days ago, and the reader asked specifically, what is the chance that the Supreme Court will take up the case of Colby versus Hogan? And I thought about that because there's no hard and fast rule about what the Supreme Court will do. We have some idea. We know that whatever the court does, it's going to take up very, very few of the cases that it hears. And of those cases, it often looks to any divisions in the circuit. In another matter, when we think about Second Amendment rights on the basis of Heller, there isn't really that much dissension in the circuits except the circuits that disagree with the Heller decision, which in itself should be reason for the Supreme Court to take the case. Now, we have, for example, Jackson versus the City and County of San Francisco. That case went up to the Supreme Court in June of 2015. The Supreme Court, the majority, decided not to hear the case. and there was a vigorous dissent. Now, it's very rare indeed that a Supreme Court justice will give a reason why a case should be heard. You don't hear about what the particular justices, how they voted. You hear nothing about why they voted in the way they do. But in this case, Justice Thomas was appalled that you would have a circuit court, the Ninth Circuit Court, that would argue that a resident of California would have to keep a locked gun in the house, locked in a safe. And if that's the case, well, that goes against the grain of Heller, because the court in Heller held that if a person has a right to a handgun, which he does, he has to have ready access to a handgun. And so it's ridiculous to require a person to keep a gun unloaded and locked in a safe. And yet here you have Jackson, that the Ninth Circuit said that, well, a person can do just that, and governmental action is legal. And Thomas was furious. Then you have 6 months later, Friedman versus City of Highland Heights. In this case, like the Colby case, dealt very specifically whether so-called assault weapons are legal or not. And the Supreme Court refused to take the case up. And it's very clear to me when I think about it why these cases are not being taken up. And whether Kennedy is the swing vote or not, that's beside the point. Clearly, there's a number of justices that were very unhappy with the Heller decision. And in fact, in McDonald, we had Breyer, Justice Breyer, who actually came out and said that we're not going to hold by stare decisis. The principle or doctrine of stare decisis is the notion that we will abide by case precedent. And Stephen Breyer said that stare decisis is at the lowest with respect to recent and erroneous constitutional decisions. He was upset with the decision in Heller, and so he was not going to allow any case that would expand upon Heller. And that's where we are right now. Now, do we have a couple more minutes left?
We have three. With two, all excuse right. me, we have two minutes.
Okay. Roger, let me just step in a second. Bill and everybody listening, what we're talking about is very, very important. And in fact, those of you who get America's First Freedom, the NRA magazine, this issue, the May 2017 issue, there are two major articles, one written by Chris Cox called Turning Their Back on the Supreme Court, that talks about the Fourth Circuit's affirmation of Maryland's gun ban as the latest lower court decision intended to eviscerate Heller, what we've been talking about on the programs in the past, that the courts are not even paying attention to the Supreme Court decisions and really insulting the decision in Heller. And the other article, it's a major article that also talks about this. So what we're talking about, the Colby case and these other cases, are very, very important. The other article was written by Charles Cook. So any of you who have this magazine at home, take a look at these two articles, The Conspiracy to Dismember Heller. They're all looking to tear it apart, not pay attention to it. And, yes, until the Supreme Court actually does take on these cases, we're in limbo. Because the lower courts, many of them, not all of them, but many of them, are just not paying attention to Supreme Court rulings.
Let me hold you right there. We're getting ready to head to the land of the break. ArbalistQuarrel.com. You can find their stuff at ArbalistQuarrel.com. You can find their stuff at AmmoLand.com. And on Mondays when everybody's in town and I don't have any technical issues, you can find them right here at Lock and Load. We'll be right back. More from Stephen DeAndrilli, Roger Katz. This is Lock and Load. selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last.
starting at under $40. Check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Oh, yeah, quality modularity. You cannot believe what you will find at tacticalholsters.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Roger Katz, Stephen DeAndrilli. Let me ask you guys a question. And you were talking about the right to keep and bear arms, okay? Now, I know the two of you follow John Lott, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, recently he put out another one of his surveys. It's a well-known fact with all of his data that comes out. I mean, it's very published. Everybody says, there's no way this is fake, none of that stuff. He just put out his updated thing where 68% of all murders are occurring in 5% of the counties, which makes violent murder a very discreet crime. Doesn't that, with it such a localized, concentrated thing, doesn't that make gun control a fraud? Isn't the idea overall that you have to have gun control throughout the United States and disarm everybody a fraud, given that one fact?
Well, you know what, Bill? It is a fraud, but let me just, you know what, I'll answer that by quoting one or two lines from Frank Mitner's article in this issue of America's First Freedom. It's a great article, and it talks about opponents of right to carry reciprocity. And it all boils down to this. This is a quote from his article. It begins with, people who only read the New York Times and watch CNN should have no trouble forming an opinion on gun control. They could even feel morally superior in the process. They would be completely insulated from the stories of people, actual law-abiding citizens, who probably have American flags hanging from their porches and who proudly stand for the national anthem, who are being handcuffed and charged with felonies simply because they crossed a state line with a gun they legally own. So this article is posed at the reciprocity issue. But it also reflects on what you're mentioning now as well. We know that most of the major cities, and many of these major cities are all sanctuary cities, are the areas where it is most difficult to get a legal gun, a gun permit. And it's also the cities where you most need one. And that's why New York City is having a major investigation and corruption problem, because the permit is so difficult to get that some people started selling them, and some police started taking the money, and some lawyers were involved. And what they've done is they've created a black market, because people, when they want something and they need it and they can't get it and they have the ability to pay for it, they will pay for it. But yes, Chicago is a deadly city. New York City is a major, major city. In some areas it's safe, but again, it's high crime. Miami, San Francisco, all these cities where it's difficult to get a gun, you have Democrats, a lot of anti-gun people, and it's very difficult to give them statistics, even though statistics, you know, there is no correlation, which we know, between guns and crime, that law-abiding citizens are not the problem. They just have this fixed in their mind. It's something like George Orwell's term on doublethink. You just can't, that is our real challenge. And I think I mentioned that on the last program. Instead of just preaching to the choir and convincing those that are already convinced, we need to get that person that is on the fence and could go either way and bring them into our fold. But Roger, please take over. Go ahead.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question about that. Now, couldn't we obtain those 5% of counties and look at those cities and look at the regimes of law they have in place, look to see if they claim sanctuary city status, look to see who's running the city, and couldn't we make the case that this is the left at their best, and this is why it's so dangerous to listen to the left?
Well, I think we've done that many times. Dave Coble, Stephen Holbrook, I remember James Wright, Scary Kleck, to mention a few. Great attorneys, great professors of sociology and academics. The studies are out there. It's getting people to understand that by not accepting the truth, you're only hurting those that need it the most. Because we also know that in these major cities, it's the minorities that are subject to being victimized by their own kind more so than whites. Blacks are victimized more by blacks than they are by whites. And these are the people, it's the poor people, the honest poor people, the law-abiding poor people that are getting the short end of the stick. And this goes to the very issue of what's going on in Connecticut with Governor Malloy. He's a Democrat. Democrats oppose even free voter IDs as imposing too much of a burden on the poor. And Lott wrote that. All right, that's exactly what he said. I'm going to quote him. But when it comes to guns, they don't hesitate to impose fees, expensive training requirements, and onerous background checks. These are precisely the things that can put guns out of reach for poor people. And that's Lott. That's your man Lott. Now, Malloy wants to raise the fee for a handgun permit to $370 with a $300 renewal fee every 5 years. Connecticut currently imposes a $140 fee, and even that's too high, in my opinion. In fact, there should be no fee. There should be no license requirement, because as we were starting the program, it's a right, and a right is not a privilege, and a privilege only can be licensed. The right cannot. So I hope I touched on your question a little bit.
Well, when we get back, okay, I want to take the same thing, I want to pose it to Roger in the legal legal part of it, because you were making all of the points, Roger, about how all of these lower courts are disregarding Heller, and I want to ask you some very pointed questions about, have you got any idea what that motivation would be? But that's all when we come back, as I interrogate the guys from Arbalest Quarrel, which you can find at arbalestquarrel.com, ammoland.com, and when the minutia leaves me alone, you'll find them right here on Monday. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with a reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Part of the seams tonight, yeah. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by... G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
There's a reason I've been running these things for 5 years. It's probably because the first one I ever had, which is 5 years old, is still running like it was brand new. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Talking to Roger Katz, Stephen D'Andrilli of the R.R. Barber's Call. Now, Stephen and I had sort of an overview, philosophical discussion of taking lots of statistics and applying that to the reality of the United States today. Now, Roger, on the other hand, is the legal scholar, and he only sees things in, you see things sort of the way John Lott does. He crunches numbers, you see things legal, illegal, the law, right? That's the way you see things.
That is correct.
Now, when you're looking at this stuff, when you get out there and you say, well, you know, 1% of all the counties in the United States account for 37% of the murders, 5% account for 68% of the murders, and you realize how local violence really is. And then you see a state like Maryland with the Colby case, where they're getting out there, and really it is a nonsensical discussion to have, because they're talking about a cosmetic look of a gun, calling it a quote-unquote assault weapon. Even though, you know, if I pull out a you know, a mailbox out of the ground and start hitting you in the head with it, Roger. Isn't that the assault weapon I was using that particular time? Isn't that more of an adjective? An adjective than a noun, assault weapon, when it's more a descriptor, right?
Yes.
So they're out there discussing this nonsensical stuff in contravention of settled law, which is, you know, we never can go against Roe versus Wade's, but we can just trample all over Heller. Where should the Supreme Court be looking at this when, I mean, do statistics like this localized violence, when you're looking at federal or statewide gun control, does that ever come into play in the legal argument, or has it become just so layered that we're looking at the forest, but we can't see it because of the trees? What's the deal with that?
Well, it's constantly brought up. In fact, expert witnesses are called by the defendants, the government, to make the case of the need to regulate particular firearms, to regulate where they're carried or possessed, how they're possessed, who may possess them. And what is going on in these cases is essentially, from a legal standpoint, a balancing test. Think of a seesaw, up and down, up and down. Basically, you've got the individual's interest in exercising an essential right, the right to keep and bear arms. And from the individual standpoint, that right is absolute. And any attempt to stop that, prevent that, preclude that is illegal, or should be construed as illegal, because the Constitution is the first and final arbiter of what is a fundamental right and fundamental liberty. On the other hand, you have the government. Now, the government's interest is in regulating that exercise of a fundamental right. Now, of course, there are those, such as Stevens is retired, but Justice Breyer, who would hold that, well, the right to keep and bear arms is not a fundamental right at all. In fact, they would argue it's not a right, it's a privilege. And that really is the problem with the balancing, because in any balancing test, it looks like it's rigorous, scientific. These are the statistics showing the amount of violence. If you put those statistics in perspective, you're absolutely right, Bill, that it's minuscule. You're looking at a very, very small percentage of violence, considering all the firearms that are out there. And they are, the violence is caused by gangs, by criminals, by lunatics, but they are imperceptible in terms of the total number of firearms owned by law-abiding citizens. So why are the courts so keen on regulating this? Is it because they're really concerned about public safety, or is it because they really abhor the very right of the people to keep and bear arms? Now, what I found very interesting from the point that you made, I recall a statement by Justice Scalia in the Heller case, and it came at the very end of his argument. And what he said was this: we are aware of the problem of handgun violence in this country, and we take seriously the concerns raised by the many amici, in other words, the friends of the court, or the friends of the defendant, the government, who believe that prohibition of handgun ownership is the solution. The Constitution leaves the District of Columbia a variety of tools for combating that problem, including some measures regulating handguns. But the enshrinement of constitutional rights necessarily takes certain policy choices off the table. These include the absolute prohibition of handguns held and used for self-defense in the home. Undoubtedly, some think that the Second Amendment is outmoded in a society where our standing army is the pride of our nation, where well-trained police forces provide personal security, and where gun violence is a serious problem. That is perhaps debatable, but what is not debatable is that it is not the role of this court to pronounce the Second Amendment extinct. That is where we are right now. The circuit courts It's unbelievable that they would basically excoriate the Supreme Court when it should be the other way around, and eviscerate the holdings, which is why Thomas and Scalia in the courts that wended their way up to the Supreme Court, the Jackson case and the Friedman case, and the Supreme Court did not take it because they knew that if that those cases were taken up, that it would turn out that, well, in Jackson, the California law that would prohibit the ready access of handguns in the home, that would be struck down. And the, in the Friedman case, they wouldn't even get to Colby because the Supreme Court would have held that assault weapons, you can't ban a whole category of weapons simply because you happen to have a term that is a political term, and it makes a weapon sound more horrific than it really is. And it is a firearm, semi-automatic firearm, that simply through cosmetics may seem to be a basis upon which to regulate them out of existence. You're not going to be permitted to do that.
Let me get you to hold up there. We're coming up on the break because I want to get to the meat of my line of questioning when we get back, which I'm going to throw to both of you. Simply because of certain things that come out of this set of statistics that are should be, I mean, if you look at it, if you take in those statistics and turn them into a negative picture and look at what you get on the other side, that Polaroid is overpowering for any sort of gun control out there, and I want to put it to you guys and see what you guys think about that when we get back. ArbalistQuarrel.com. Do not send them any text messages. You will flummox them. But you can find them at ArbalistQuarrel.com, AmmoLand.com, and right here on Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. Radio.recordedvideo.com.
Guys, are you tired of being tired, frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest, I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. This discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back. 20 questions here tonight. Actually, just two. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at TacticalHolsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's TacticalHolsters.com, TacticalHolsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Indeed. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Talking to my guys from Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen DeAndrilli, Roger Katz. Okay, guys, now I've given you this set of statistics. Now I'm going to flip them around. Okay? If 5% of the entire population is doing 68% of the murders, that means that the remaining 95% is only killing 32% of the people, right? That now we're actually getting into the we're getting away from the realm of gang violence. We're actually getting into the murder part. Now, we know where these counties are. I think something coming out of the Hartford did a study on social media where they've tracked down where 6% of all, 70%, 6% of the population of Chicago, and they've identified where they're at, is responsible for 70% of the violence in Chicago. So question one, since we know where these pockets of lawlessness are, why aren't we going after them aggressively? Item number two, why don't we have some politicians out there going, you know, you're talking about this gun control stuff and universal background checks and everything, when we know 95% of the population, 5% of the population is a lawless part, and 95% of the population is the law-abiding part, why would we penalize so disproportionately this way? And then, you know, point out all the other stuff. Why aren't we using that in that fashion?
Roger, with due respect, let me stop this, and I'll give you plenty of time to finish it. How's that sound?
Go ahead.
All right. Bill, I think it boils down to three simple answers. One, it's about a lot of money, big bucks. Two, it's about power. And three, it's about control. And a great movie that I just saw last night that you and your listeners, and I just recommended to Roger, is Jessica Chastain in the highly suspenseful movie Miss, M-I-S-S-C, Sloan, S-L-O-A-N-E.
Yeah, that's, I've seen that.
Did you see that? It's about a high-powered Washington, D.C. lobbyist who quits a pro-gun firm to join an anti-gun firm in supporting the Brady Group to sway Congress to legislate anti-gun laws. It is propaganda on the left, and very good, but it gives us what we are clearly up against in the media and in the liberal ideology and politics. It shows the battle, the truth versus fake news, etc. So, you know, I think that's what it boils down to, because Senator Cory Booker, when he was mayor of Newark, New Jersey, said this, and this is a quote: "The people dying in Chicago, the people dying in Newark, are not being done with law-abiding gun owners. We do not need to go after the guns. A law-abiding, mentally stable American, that's not America's problem. And yet, we're constantly bombarded with all this legislation, gun control, everybody's calling it gun violence, and that's why I think it boils down to money, power, and control. And it's a question of sovereignty. The people that are in control do not want the individual to be in control. They want total power. Roger?"
Yeah, let me give my end of it. Basically, the problem that I see is that we do not have uniform laws. The argument that I think Bill is making is that, well, if the problems are isolated to particular cities, well, then perhaps, and I could be wrong about this, but let's create stringent laws regarding those cities and let the rural counties alone, which is about 90-95% of the rest
of
it.
No, that's not the point I'm making. I think the law should be uniform as you do. I think the law should be uniform as you do. What I'm saying is, like, if you know, if I'm looking for a flat screen TV and I know where somebody's got flat screen TVs for a song, I'm likely going to go there instead of just walking around saying I might buy a flat screen TV if I see a good deal. We know, and we have known. I mean, this Hartford thing, this came out a few years back. John Lott's been putting out this data for years. We know where these people are. And there's, you know, we can do all kinds of, you know, we can put the names at the top of a bar graph, and we can say L.A., sanctuary city, lots of violence, gun-free zone, you know, all of this, Democrats running it. You know, we can do all of these things and add all of these things into one column and make a call. But we know that's where the crime is. So if we're out there ostensibly trying to put forth this public policy that's supposedly crime-fighting, why wouldn't we fight the crime without penalizing the law-abiding? But I do not think we should have one set of laws for the urban and one set of laws for the the rural, without a doubt.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, states such as Ohio mandate uniform state law regulating firearm licensing and possession throughout the state. And the cities like Cleveland argue that, well, they should have home rule and they should be able to institute much more draconian laws. The problem is this. The fact of the matter is that on a philosophical, on a deep philosophical level, and this is primarily in the urban areas that we see this, there is a desire to get rid of guns. And the argument that there's violence in these particular cities serves a useful purpose, all right? But the fact of the matter is that most of these gun laws, and the NRA, I think, would agree with this, is that they are directed to law-abiding gun owners. So right then and there, the answer to your question is, even though the discussion, and this is an Orwellian type thing, seems to be directed to curbing violence caused by criminals, it's quite the opposite. The desire is to disarm the citizen. And the pretext is simply that, there is all this violence, which, of course, is minuscule in relation to the total number of firearms that are owned by the total number of law-abiding citizens.
They make it sound like it's in the air. It's an epidemic, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. And you have the media that broadcast it, and it's blowing up out of all proportion. So you think that it's, the average person thinks that the mayhem and the violence is much more pronounced and virulent than it really is. But again, there is an answer. We have the laws on the books, and all you have to do is enforce the laws against gang members, against criminals, making three strikes and you're out, and throw them in prison and keep them there for the rest of their lives. That may be draconian, but at least you're dealing very specifically where the real problem rests.
And well, it's a lot better than what they did in Chicago with that straw purchaser. That she got convicted of four felonies. I think she's got 15 days of work release and so many year or months of probation. I mean, that shouldn't that be like 10 years per offense? I mean, if you don't do the crime, if you can't do the time, that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Listen, we're about to run out of time.
All right.
Very stimulating this evening, guys. I sort of like it. Listen, for all of you out there that haven't checked out Arbalest Quarrel, you should do it. Simply because of the mix they bring into it, the pure logic-driven mix, which I like living by logic. If I knew you guys had looked at something, and I'll contact both of you tomorrow to ask you if you've looked into this, but I got something to challenge your logic. I'd just like to get your opinions on this. But thank you very much for joining
me
this evening.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Absolutely. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.